Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Union Bank of India earnings conference call for the period ended December 31, 2022. The bank is represented by Managing Director and CEO, Ms. A. Manimakkalai, Executive Directors, Shri Nitesh Ranjan, Shri Rajneesh Karnatak, Shri Neetu Saxena, Mr. Rama Subramanian S., and other members of the top management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mrs. Sangeeta Suresh, Assistant General Manager, Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thanks, Michelle. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I, Sangeeta Suresh, Head of Investor Relations, welcome you all for the Union Bank of India earnings con call for the period ended December 31, 2022. The structure of the con call shall include a brief opening statement by MD and CEO, and then the floor will be open for interaction. Before getting into the con call, I'll read out the usual disclaimer statement. I would like to submit that certain statements that may be discussed during the investor interaction may be forward-looking statements based on the current expectations. These statements involve a number of risks, uncertainties, and other factors that cause the actual results to differ from the statement. Investors are therefore requested to check the information independently before making any investment or other decisions. With this, I now request our MD and CEO, ma'am, for her opening remarks. Thank you. Over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon to all of you. It is my pleasure to welcome the analysts in the investor community. You are one of the major stakeholders for the bank, and we are grateful for your continued support and the feedback that helps us to take informed decisions. Let me give you a brief on the broad macro environment before going into the performance of the bank for the Q3 2022-23. You know, banking sector has shown improved performance led by a broad-based economic recovery. The deposits and credits of the scheduled commercial banks have registered a YoY growth of 9.2% and 14.9% for the fortnight ended 30th December 2022. Against the same, our bank has registered a higher growth under deposits and advances, recording a YoY growth of 13.6% and 20.1% respectively. The bank's financials for the quarter ended December 2022 has shown some good performance. The global business of the bank has reached 18.69 trillion, consisting of 10.65 trillion deposits and 8.4 trillion of the advances as of 31st December 2022. The bank has also registered a growth of 17.8% YoY growth in RAM sector, retail being 16.6% growth, agriculture 17.6%, and MSME has registered a growth of 19.6% YoY. The NIM has improved to 3.21% as against 3.15% in Q2 of FY 2023, an increase of about 6 bps. Operating profit of the bank has registered a growth of 29.8% YoY to rupees 6,619 crore during Q3 FY 2023. Net profit of the bank has also improved by 106.8% YoY to rupees 2,245 crore during Q3 FY 2023. The gross NPA of the bank has reduced substantially to 7.93%, and net NPA has also reduced by 195 bps to 2.14% as of 31st December 2022. The PCR has improved to 88.5%, and the CRAR of the bank has also improved by 53 bps to about 14.45%, and CET1 has also improved by 53 bps to about 10.71%. I conclude my opening remarks. I once again thank all our analysts and investors fraternity. We are now open for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Mahrukh Adajania from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Hi. So ma'am, my first question is, if at all we can get the breakdown of profit on sale of investment and of FX income. And then my second broader question is, what is the outlook for loan and deposit growth from here on? Because the sense is that obviously deposit mobilization will get more aggressive and more competitive in the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter is generally a busy season as well, plus rates have already risen a lot. So where do you, what is your outlook for deposit and loan growth near term, that is in the fourth quarter, and then in FY24? And even in terms of margin, so there has been a lot of concern on whether margins will decline or stay stable in fourth quarter and FY24. So where, what are your thoughts on margins, given that deposit rates are moving up, and any special segment of deposits that we are targeting? So those are my, that's the second part of my question.
Yeah. Ma'am, to answer your question regarding the advances and the deposit growth, we have given a guidance that we will grow at 10-12% for March 23, and as on date we are at 20.09%. So we have been in the range of about 15% or 15.5 to 22%.
Sorry to interrupt.
Please,
there is a disturbance on the line.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me answer your question with regard to advances and the deposit growth. We have seen, if you could see our guidance for FY23, advances growth was given at 10-12%, and as on day, as Q3, we have grown by 20%. Deposit growth, we had given a guidance of 10%, and we are at 13.61%. So we would like to keep this guidance, and we will see that we keep the advances growth to, you know, minimum to 12% in the current quarter also, though we have grown by 20% in the last quarter. And coming to your forex and treasury, my treasury head will give you the reply to this.
Good afternoon. As far as the bifurcation of the treasury income is concerned, we have 471 crores for this quarter ending December, 3 months. Out of that, 168 crores is by way of profit on sale of investments, and 205.69.
Sorry, how much is profit on sale?
Profit on sale is 168 crores.
Okay, sir.
And the exchange income is 206 crores.
Okay, sir. Thanks.
And we have a write back of MTM also to the tune of around 67 crores.
Write back of?
MTM.
Okay, okay. So ma'am, I appreciate the guidance given, and you've already outdone or outperformed that guidance. So that's kudos to your team and to you and your team. But ma'am, if you look at 12% YOY growth for Q4, then we could actually be at a level lower than Q3. So, you know, if you could revise the guidance and give us like a more, say, recent picture on loan growth guidance for 4Q, right? Because then if the 4Q, if the guidance is maintained at 12% year on year, then there'll hardly be any growth in the fourth quarter. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, so to answer your question, see, the growth guidance has been pegged at 10 to 12%, reason being that the base effect is there. So December 21, the advances of the bank were on a lower side, so the growth has, you are seeing at around 20%. So this is the same situation for all the scheduled commercial banks. So the base had increased for all scheduled commercial banks, including Union Bank of India, for March 22. Because of which the year-on-year growth will not to be the extent of say 20% for others. So this is also the reason why the credit growth is around 20% in the industry and the deposit growth is around 13%. Because the base of deposit was high in December 21 all around for scheduled commercial banks, but for the credit growth the base was muted. So this is the reason why the guidance has been muted, but though we may outperform it, but we are trying to keep the guidance at a low level, which is 10 to 12%.
Sure, sir. Sir, so if you see the gross advances for Q4 FY 22, then they were at around 7 trillion, right? So if you take a 10% growth, then there won't be a much QOQ growth, correct, na?
No, it's not a question of, see, we were at 7 lakh crores, so we have already touched 8 lakh crores of credit book as on December 22. So there will be some growth on, over this number definitely, but the growth we are presently seeing is at around 12% only, because the our base of March 23 is 7 lakh crores. March 22 is 7 lakh crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. We have the next question from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ajcon Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity and congratulations to ma'am and the entire team, all the executive directors and top management for coming out with yet another set of very good numbers for the bank. Whether you look at the profitability front or even the asset quality and recovery. Having said that, I've got just a few observations and some couple of questions, which are just maybe some information point also. So my first one is that just in order to assess, you know, that what is the impact could be or in future, how much can we have, this note number 13, which says that 100% provision from the fraud accounts has been made without giving actually the amount. So just to get an idea, like how much, you know, the fraud reported in this December quarter, and I mean, the 100% provision is made for that. So what was that amount, ma'am?
Ajmera ji, namaste. I'm Samal here.
Yes, sir.
There is no major material fraud declared during this quarter, actually, in the December quarter. And you would have seen our unamortized fraud provisions were there in the, during the September quarter, 1100 crores, that have been fully absorbed in the provisions.
Yeah, so that 1100 crore, because this time the amount is not given, that is why. Otherwise,
yeah, that is fully absorbed and there is no major fraud this quarter, so there is no addition, nothing.
Yes, sir. Now, since Mr. Samal, you are there on this, on note number 15, I would like to have some clarity about this impact. And secondly, the number of figures for the tax, it distorts sometimes the overall picture. Like our net profit before tax is 3,583 crore, which is actually the real profit. But if you look at the net profit after tax, it is 2,245 crore. Provided for here is 1,338 as against 652, almost 100% more. So had the tax provision would have been the same, what was in September, our profit would have been 2,900 crore something. So can you again explain that, in fact, for the information of everyone who is here?
No, that is, that is because of the DTA reversal again. So current quarter we have again reversed 1,296 crores of deferred tax assets. That is what. So because, you know, we have been aggressively writing off the loans also. 16, I'll tell you, during the 9 months, we have done writing off of the loans is 16,496 crores, which will have an impact on the DTA reversal. So that's exactly it is. NPA write-off. TWO technical write-off. So loan write-off will have a, you know, impact on the DTA reversal. So that's what, therefore the DTA reversal is there, 1296 crores during the current quarter.
So the write-off, you know, which is also again a erratic figure, because in the last quarter it was 8,599 crore, in this quarter it is 1,249 only. So going forward, what will be the real picture or color can you give us to March ending, it is going to be, you know, so volatile the numbers, because ultimately, you know, the people, overall investors and the people, they see your bottom line, you know, but they don't actually understand because of this tax, you know, how much impact has been made, where really actually you are not paying any tax. So,
no, that is true, that is true. As you see, last year we had a write-off of 19,484 crore. It was the last year write-off, and current year it is in a similar line. You can say erratic, but then quarter to quarter it may vary, but year to year you will be in the similar line. And you know, this is one of the reason the banks, they also to bring down the gross NPA, because most of the loans are where the 100% provisions has been made. So, and also recoveries, chances are lesser. The bank selectively find out some accounts, select some accounts for write-off. Of course, later on we get, from those accounts we get some recovery, that is another issue.
Yeah.
But then the write-off is in line with last year, Ajmera sir.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am, when we are on the gross NPA side, of course it is under control now, it has come down substantially, but still, this figure is still very high otherwise. If you look at some of the smaller PSBs. So, one is that, what is the position of the NARCL accounts now? Because December also, I think it couldn't actually take place. So, in the March quarter, now finally, how much are we going to, how much amount is going to be transferred and how much of that we are going to get in the March quarter?
Good evening, Ajmera sir. Thomas Subramanian here. Regarding NARCL, yes, it is now taking some shapes. We also identified 3 to 4 accounts for this one. I think now there will be some sales will be happening, sir, actually, in these cases. And certainly the gross NPA level, the banks may come down, sir, and going forward.
The idea of the amount now, finally, when the government has also, I mean, that modality of the guarantee and everything is over now. And
yeah,
in this quarter, like the January-March quarter, definitely some actual action is going to take place. So some idea,
yeah,
that how much, okay, number of accounts, okay, but and with that also this Shrey also now coming in and almost at the...
Let it happen. It will come anyway, everything will come in now. But the only thing is, till it comes, you know, sir. So that is the only issue.
All right, I take it that way. What is on the treasury side, of course, we are doing well, and even the MTM is 67 crore just now reported. Exchange profit and the profit on sale 206 crore and 168 crore. But in the segment-wise result, if you see, the treasury profit has come down to 447 crore as against 1,096 crore in the last quarter. So what is the overall picture of from various sources in the treasury? Where do we stand in this quarter, December quarter? Where were we?
Ajmera ji, this is on account of provision made towards CDR, SDR cases to the extent of 400 crore, which has been added in treasury overall performance, which is already provided by the banks in the credit side. So the coming quarter also, we will not face any much NPI in this regard. This is mainly on account of CDR, SDRs, which has restructured accounts converted into NPA due to non-compliance of the terms and conditions.
Okay, so we may go back to 1,000 crore plus. in the January-June quarter?
No, during this quarter only, it is around 400 crores, and we have provided SR fully to the extent of 92.7%, which has added additional provision during this quarter. So we will not face any much in the coming quarter, which is already 92.7% of the SR outstanding 2000 crores, around 1850 crores already been provided. Another 200 crores recovery we are expecting during the current quarter, with which we will be able to complete the entire process. So we are not facing any much additional provision during the current quarter.
Okay, point well taken, sir. Ma'am, lastly,
Mr. Ashmera, I'm sorry to interrupt. I would request you please rejoin the queue.
All right, I'll come back again.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your time to 3 minutes per question. Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. We have the next question from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is regarding the credit cost. So we have, you know, now already reached 1.25% credit cost this quarter, and our net NPA is coming down to only 16,000 crore now, and with SMA-2 book is quite under control. How do you see credit cost in the FY24, not for Q4, the next year?
So we will not be able to commit ourselves to the credit cost for FY24.
Okay, but do you see at least we can maintain the current credit cost?
No, we had given a guidance of 1.56 for 1.7 for FY23, and we are today at 1.56, so we will be able to, you know, reduce it to a further number below 1.56.
Okay. Anything planned for the QIP? I mean, will it be happening this year before March or?
So we have taken an approval to raise capital to the extent of 8,100 crores from the board. We have raised 81 to the tune of 1,983 and Tier 2 to the extent of 2,200. We have also a board approval to raise 3,800 crores as QIP. So we will, you know, come out the opportune time probably in this quarter.
Okay. And just last question on from my side. So as you have rightly mentioned that the for the industry, the loan book growth is around 20%, also because of the lower base of the last year. So with now a higher base of this year, do you feel that we can still grow at 10 to 12, 13% next year?
So our guidance is to the extent of 10 to 12%, and we do have some good sanctions on hand, and so we will be able to maintain at least to 14 to 15% growth in our advances.
Okay, fine. That's it from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one now. We have the next question from the line of Ashlesh Sonje from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, ma'am. Just a couple of questions from my side. Firstly, if you can tell me what is the outstanding DTA amount on the balance sheet today? Is it close to 9,000 crores?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, perfect, sir. And secondly, can you talk about the trend on margins? Because this quarter we have not seen much of an improvement there. Any particular things you would like to call out? Any one-offs over there?
Yeah,
Yeah, margin, margin means NIM you want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have given a guidance of, you know, NIM of 3%. We are well above that. Okay, you know, for the 9 months, NIM stood at 3.11. Quarter to quarter, there is improvement. The second quarter, it was 3.15, and third quarter, it was 3.21. We are, you know, expecting the NIMs to be on the similar line. Year end, we will be able to maintain that minimum NIM margin of 3%.
Okay, was there any interest from recoveries in this quarter? We had about 700 crores last quarter.
Can you please repeat your question?
In the interest income, we had about 700 crores of benefit coming from NPL recovery last quarter.
Yes.
Yeah, we also, this quarter also we expected the similar line only will be there for the interest income.
What was the number for third quarter?
Third quarter, you want the number?
600 something?
685.
685 crores.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand that for some of the peer PSU banks, we have seen expansion in margins, but not so much for us. It's only expanded by about 5 basis points. Any color over there?
No, you are talking about again NIM margin only?
Yes.
See, actually speaking, whatever the rate hike, it has been passed to the credit side immediately. So last quarter, if you see that, the deposit rates have moved only from the later half of the quarter only. Because of that, it depends upon the banks which has come out first with the increase in the rate hike in the deposits. So it is only a temporary in the last quarter, and this quarter every bank will have the same stabilization.
Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants who want to ask a question may please press star and one now. We have the next question from the line of Rakesh Kumar from Systematics Shares. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks a lot. Can you give us the breakup of the provision? So we have the NPA provision number, and apart from that, if I see, you know, in the restructuring side, as per the, you know, the notes of accounts, so there is some reduction. So if you can give the bifurcation of the provisions for this quarter.
Yeah, sure. The total provision during the quarter is 4,374 crore, which comprises of 2,443 crore is NPA provisions, and 860 crore is again provisions for A-star security receipts and certain NPI basically, which are the, basically these are loan loss provisions converted to, you know, securities on account of restructuring. Okay, so that was 860 crore, and we have provided 296 crore towards the DTA provision, DTA reversal, and current taxes on 41 crore. You have rightly mentioned there are certain reversal of 279 crore in the standard asset provisioning, mostly on account of the certain accounts where we earlier made provision on because of the, you know, 7th June circular, resolution on stress assets. So on that account we have provided certain account that has come out of stress, and therefore that are, there are certain reversals.
Okay. And so there is some rise in the SMA number on a sequential basis also. So what is happening? Like, there is some volatility in the SMA number that we have reported.
SMA, you're talking about SMA, right? Yeah, SME numbers for December 22, it is above 5 crores, it's 0.72% to the gross advances. And for Q2, it was around 0.57.
Yeah, so what's the reason, like, where we are witnessing this stress, this particular statement?
No, we have seen a little bit of rise in retail and MSME, but that is also controlled. Retail loans, though there is a stress, but there are not much slippages in the retail advances. MSME, of course, there is a little bit of stress. Slippages to the extent of about 850 crores you have seen in MSME, and close to about 300 crores in retail advances.
Okay. And any ad hoc provision that we have taken for that, on the standard asset side, any ad hoc provision that we have taken?
No. During this quarter, no, nothing.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Jai Mundra from BNK Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Mundra, I have unmuted your line. Kindly proceed with your question.
Yeah, hi, ma'am. Thanks for the opportunity. Ma'am, I wanted to check the RBI divergence exercise for FY22. Has that been over for our bank?
Yeah, it is completed. The divergence exercise has been completed for our bank.
Right. And there is nothing to, I mean, the divergence is of course below the threshold, right?
Yes. Yes, and we have taken care of that.
In fact, there was no divergence actually. In the NPA and provisioning, there was no divergence. There was only some standard assets. Regarding that, some divergence were pointed out, and that was fully provided during last quarter, September.
Right. Okay. And secondly, sir, this 120 crores wage revision that you have provided, this is assuming what wage revision hike?
About 12 to 13% hike.
Okay. And ma'am, on this quarter, we have seen a corporate slippages of around 500 crores, 507 crores. Is there any, you know, sectoral color there? Any 2-3 large sectors there?
See, in corporate advance this quarter it is 380 crores, but in MSME around 760 crores, agriculture is around 800 crores, and retail is around 420 crores.
No, any large corporate
you find? No, the accounts are, one is SIL India and another is E2D Infrastructure. These two large accounts they slipped in the last quarter.
Okay. Understood. And on this, the same slide, sir, it says that we have around 5,300 crores of restructured corporate loans. Is there any breakup, or at least are there any sovereign accounts which have been there and hence the probability of default is negligible, or how should we look at that corporate restructuring of 5,300 crores?
These are all COVID restructured accounts under the RF1 category.
Right.
So these are all spread over different industries actually. Steel sector is there, textile is there, all kinds of sectors are there in that. So none of them is sovereign.
Okay. And sir, all these loans have come out of moratorium, right? They would have started repayment.
Yeah.
Still some moratorium is there.
Some of them.
There are around 4,000 crores account is there. Corporate.
Restructured account in RF1, that is specifically what you're talking about, corporate loan of 5,300, none of them are in the moratorium book as of date.
And ma'am, what is your sense on the health of this portfolio, especially on the corporate side, as they come out of moratorium? I mean, would they see the same sort of a relapse rate that we have seen, you know, 2-3 years back, or do you think they are, you know, what kind of slippages can one expect from this portfolio?
No, we don't expect any slippages, and they've all come out of moratorium, and we are not finding any stress in these accounts.
And lastly, ma'am, two more questions is, this quarter again we have seen slippages, the recoveries and upgrades have been higher than slippages. What would be your, should this trend continue as we go into fourth quarter, because you will have some NARCL recoveries and maybe some other recoveries. So would that trend sort of should continue, or how should one look at it?
So we have given a guidance of, slippages to the tune of 13,000 and recovery to the tune of 15,000 crores. So as of date, we have, slipped to the extent of 9,700 crores and recovered close to 13,600 crores. So we will find the trend going forward, and we will see that slippages are contained below 13,000. But we hope to recover more than 15,000 crores, of course.
Right. Okay. And ma'am, we have given this SMA 1 plus 2 number for CRILC. If you can provide the total, including below 5 crore loans, because I think that would be a key indicator as we transition to ECL also. So if you have that number handy, that what is the total SMA 1 and 2 for bank as a whole?
Sir, we do not have the figures right now. We will send it to you separately, sir.
Sure, ma'am. Sure. And lastly, what would be the LCR percentage for the bank?
LCR is about
163. Okay. Yeah, that is all from my side, ma'am. Thank you so much.
We have the next follow-up question from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ajcon Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving the opportunity. We are acquiring a few loans and this thing, like in this quarter also we have acquired. So what is our going to be strategy for the inorganic kind of a growth? And these are good accounts. I mean, our tangible security is 113.41%, and the retention by the originator is 10%. So going forward, can you give some idea on this? And secondly, in the co-lending space and the overall NBFC space, how active we are and what is our target?
So we are NBFC, we are not very aggressive, but then we are, our if you look at the sector, NBFC and HFC, we have given close to 14% of our portfolios towards NBFC and HFC, and we have also done some co-lending and pool buyout also. So the strategy will be the same even in the next quarter. We are giving to various other sectors also, infrastructure also, that is another growth area for us. Almost 15% of our portfolio is in infrastructure. Steel is another area that we are looking very aggressively. Petroleum and renewable energy is also another sector that we are looking at.
So, when you are more positive, even your initial note was also very positive on the Indian economy and the overall growth prospect. So can we, again, like the question was there, the original, I think one of the analysts had asked, that this overall target of the credit which we are having, do we not have the now clear visibility to increase the same, looking at the all this kind of prospects, so that some idea can be, drawn from that about how are we going to end the March?
Yes, we have a clear visibility. We have some sanctions on hand in various stages of disbursement, but we do have to align it with our deposit growth, which is at 13.65%. And going forward, if we see the same sustained growth of deposits, so we will be able to increase our advances to the extent that what we have done for this quarter also.
All right, ma'am. On the operating...
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt. The management won't be able to take any more questions ahead.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. As that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to Shri Nitesh Ranjan, Executive Director, for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. I think most of the things have been touched. One very, very important aspect of the bank, which we are deeply engaged in, which is about the technology and digital transformation, which was not touched. So in my concluding remarks, I'll try to touch on that. So as I said, we are looking at very positively and aggressively, and therefore three things are very important for us. One is building the technology capabilities. Second is building the partnership ecosystem. And third is building the people capabilities. So on the technology capabilities, today we are investing, our budget this year is around 1,600 crores compared to less than 1,000 crores of budget last year for the technology CapEx. And that is mostly going into building a microservices-based digital platform. Second, on building the data lake and extending the analytics center of excellence, which we believe will be able to create a good customer experience across the life cycle of the customer needs. Now, if you look at the partnership, which is yet another important aspect of our objective, we have today over 150 partnerships with FinTech. And multiple journeys that we have done, it has been possible only because of the partnership that we have built. Third aspect of our digital transformation is about building the people capabilities. And one of the things that we have done last quarter is we have hired a chief digital officer, Mr. Rajnish Khare, who is coming of over two decades of experience in large private and foreign banks in a similar space. We have also identified people inside the bank for grooming the talent for the future, and still in the process of hiring certain more skill sets from the market to drive this digital and technology transformation. And so if you look at today, we have 20 plus state through journeys in the particularly on the lending side, and very soon we'll also be coming on the liability side. In fact, on the liability side, one of the interesting numbers that I would like to share is about the fixed deposit creation on the mobile app. So today, including fixed deposit and the recurring deposit, which is also a kind of FD, over 2.5 lakh account, million accounts, 2.5 million accounts have been created on mobile app itself. That is a number. Over 1,500, 1,600 crores of disbursements we have done, which is completely a state through process, which includes the pre-approved personal loans, which is currently only to our existing to bank customers. Then we have also the three journeys for the MSME loans. We have recently introduced a couple of more journeys on the for the women entrepreneurs that we have seen called Union Nari Shakti, and also for the education loan for the premier institutions. And our objective is also to onboard more and more customers on our mobile app, which we have recently launched the improved version with 350 plus features. And today we have more than 20 million registered users. We get on a daily basis around 2.2 million hits on our mobile app. Similarly, all other channels of digital, be it debit card, mobile banking, or the UPI, we are seeing a phenomenal growth in the range of 40 to 70% YOY. And as per our aspiration of having a higher level of retail business coming through retail origination coming through the digital channels, we are on the right track. And over the next 12 months, we'll be deeply engaged in further creating the capabilities for digital transformation. It's just the brief I wanted to share. A couple of slides we have already given in the presentation, and we'll be happy to touch base with anyone of you who would like to understand. And digital for us is not only in terms of customer transaction, but even on the entire stress asset recovery module, and interestingly on the HR module, we have digitized most of the things, and we are taking it forward. So just to conclude, apart from digital, as we have discussed today, bank has a very strong balance sheet in terms of the provision cover ratio and the capital adequacy ratio, and we continue to show very high growth rate in the top line as well as in the bottom line. And we are confident that whatever guidance we have given on the different parameters, we'll be able to achieve that. So with this, we can conclude. Thank you very much.
Thank you, all of you.
Thank you. On behalf of Union Bank of India, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.